Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Thanksgiving Day is just a few days off. That's when you do your stuff on the kitchen range, but good. And that's when women who are smart are specially particular to get the kind of poultry that always turns out right. Kroger's poultry. You see, Kroger's poultry is naturally plumper and juicier and more tender. It has that real country fresh flavor. Yes, ma'am. Whatever kind of Kroger poultry you choose, a duck, a chicken, a goose, or a turkey, you'll say it's the best bird in town. Now you take those famous four-point blue ribbon turkeys. These super turkeys are the aristocrats of the poultry kingdom. Now that's not just an accident. Four-point blue ribbon turkeys are raised in the best turkey-raising areas by experienced turkey growers. Then they're scientifically fed to make them plump and juicy and tender. Next, they're expertly dressed, the way you'd do it yourself. And finally, the ones that reach your Kroger store are specially chosen to please hard-to-please folks like you. Just you get a four-point blue ribbon turkey and see. Remember, only your Kroger store has them. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Pat Gibbs' wife, Suzanne, has carried out her threat to do something drastic. She has suddenly disappeared, deserting her small baby daughter, Valerie, and vowing that she will never be found. With the rest of her family frantic with worry, Penny Gibbs is in Johnny Keith's office telling him about it.
Johnny, we had no idea that Suzanne wasn't sleeping upstairs until Mother and Jeb went up to take a look at the baby and then found this note.
Uh-huh. It happened just like that, huh, Penny?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see that note, will you?
Yeah, here.
Thanks. See, it says, I've taken just as much as I can stand. I despise you all. I despise even my baby, for she's partly yours. So take all of her. I've gone just as far away as I can. Don't try to find me. It'll be impossible. Signed, Suzanne. Well, it's sure to the point. When'd you find us, Penny?
Yesterday afternoon. Mother found it. It was in the baby's crib.
Hmm. Well, at least Suzanne is enough of a mother to take a last look at a baby before running away.
Oh, Johnny, she loved Valerie so much, I don't see how she could leave her.
There are a lot of things about Suzanne I could never understand, Penny, and I don't think anyone could, not even Pat. Oh, how's he taking this, by the way?
Frantic. He doesn't know what to do about finding her.
Well, I should think not. By the tone of this note, in fact, from what it says right here, finding Suzanne won't be easy.
As a matter of fact, she claims it'll be impossible.
Well, she must have a reason for saying so.
Johnny, she said a lot of things without any reason.
I know what you mean. And done a lot of things without reason, too.
Yeah. This, for instance. Johnny, I just can't believe that it's true.
Well, don't waste your time with disbelief, Penny. The baby's safe with your mother for the time being. I guess the thing to do now is concentrate on trying to find Suzanne, if that's what you want to do.
Well, of course that's what we want to do. Where do we start, though?
That's easy.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. There's a fellow in this town named Stuart Rogers who's had more than little experience in matters such as this. Maybe we should ask his help.
Oh, I've already told him about it.
Oh, you have? Oh. I see.
You see what?
Oh, nothing.
Well, there wasn't anything wrong in my going to the professor, was there?
No, not at all. In fact, I just suggested going to him myself.
Well, then what's wrong?
Nothing at all.
Well, Johnny, something's the matter.
No, it's not that. It's just that something struck me as rather significant, that's all.
Look, will you please tell me what is significant?
Well, don't misunderstand this, please. It's not jealousy or anything as stupid as that.
But?
What, you do go to Professor Rogers almost, well, almost the first thing when you're in trouble, don't you?
No, I don't think I do. It's just that, well, as you said yourself, he's the natural person to go to in a case such as this.
Sure, but the point is there have been a lot of cases that weren't. They weren't such as this, and you've gone straight to him.
Johnny, he's been very helpful in a lot of ways.
Sure he has. And you think more and more of him every day, don't you?
Well, I certainly think more of him now than when I first met him. I know that.
Obviously.
Johnny, Johnny, you're not upset because I like the professor, are you?
No. No, not at all.
You're not telling me the truth.
I'm saying all I have a right to say, Penny. What business is it of mine who you like and who you don't like?
None. But I know that you'd make it your business if you thought it was necessary.
My only interest is in seeing you happy, Penny. You know that. All I want to do is see the wrong I did. You right it. My only concern is the professor, the guy to do it.
John, the professor and I are just good friends. It's nothing as serious as you think.
No?
No.
Well, we started out as just good friends, and look how far we went.
Johnny, please, let's not talk about it.
All right. We won't talk about it. Penny, how are we going to straighten out our lives if we refuse to look things squarely in the face?
We are looking things squarely in the face, Johnny. Our right to live our lives for each other stopped when you married Alice.
Yes, but why did I marry Alice?
Well, we say that it was because you and I had a misunderstanding, but that may not be so. I don't think it's so. You married Alice because you loved her.
No, Penny, I married her because
she was the girl you were supposed to marry. Johnny, you just wouldn't have married her if you hadn't loved her. You're too smart to ruin your life by marrying just anybody.
But, Penny, if you only knew...
I know the facts, Johnny. So do you. That's all we need to know. And this is all we can say about it.
No, Penny, it isn't
all. Yes, it is, Johnny. Oh, look, every minute we spend together like this is wrong. If we have done wrong in the past, let's not make it worse by doing wrong now.
Is being in love with you wrong?
You're not in love with me, Johnny. You're in love with Alice.
It's pretty tough selling me on that, though, isn't it?
It's not very fair.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Forgive me, will you? I'll keep quiet.
If you really will keep quiet, you're forgiven.
Well, I won't say any more about it.
Don't think any more about it either.
Well, thoughts are harder to control than words, Penny. Don't ask the impossible.
You mean there isn't any hope?
That I'll stop telling you I love you? Sure. I'll stop telling you just as you stop telling me. But I won't stop thinking what I want to think about you. And if you'll be honest, you'll admit my thoughts of you are your thoughts of me. And maybe one of these days...
Johnny,
please. No, let me finish. And then I'll stick to my promise and say no
more. No, Johnny, please don't say any more.
Oh, somebody would interrupt.
Oh, good.
You would be glad. Come in.
Hello, Johnny. Is Miss Gibbs? Oh, yes, you are.
Hiya, Stuart. Come in.
Hello, Professor Rogers.
Well, they told me at your house I'd find you here, Miss Gibbs. I know you won't mind the interruption.
No, she doesn't mind, Stuart, but I do.
Well, what do you mean, Johnny?
Nothing.
You, came just at the right time, Professor. We were about to have an argument.
Oh, well, I'm a harbinger of peace at last. And I've brought news about Suzanne, Miss Gibbs.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Well, you certainly are a fast man with information, Stuart. How does the Federal Bureau get along since you resigned?
Well enough, believe me, Johnny. Miss Gibbs, the news isn't very definite, but I did manage to find out that Suzanne took a bus to New York yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that no one in New York answering her description took a bus, train, or plane out of New York today.
Oh.
Well, I guess that means she's still in New York.
Well, I think so. And I have a hunch to stay.
No wonder she said she'd be impossible to find. Mm. I suppose it would be difficult to find anybody in New York, wouldn't it, Professor?
Oh, very difficult. If that person doesn't want to be found. Well, anyway, I think that's where she's going to stay, but I'll know better tonight or tomorrow. You see, I have friends checking the whole country.
I don't know how to thank you.
No, don't thank me, Miss Gibbs. After all I've done is make a phone call or two, and you're not imposing on my friends. They owe me a few favors. You want to tell your brother what I found out, or shall I?
Oh, no, I'll tell him. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, if you excuse me, I think I'll run home and tell him right now. I have to help Mother with a baby anyway.
May I drive you home?
No, thanks. I have my car.
Oh, I see.
Bye, John.
Bye, Penny.
Goodbye, Professor. Thank you.
As Freddie would say, skip it.
Yeah. There goes one of the finest girls I've ever known.
You won't get an argument out of me on that, Johnny.
I didn't expect to.
Now, just what do you mean by that?
Just what I said. Though I don't know exactly to what degree.
Maybe this isn't my day, but I'll have to ask the meaning of that, too.
Oh, it's simple enough, Stuart. I just wonder if you know how much you think of Penny.
Is it natural not to know?
Mm-hmm, if the feeling goes deep enough.
Wait a minute. What are you driving at?
You really want me to tell you?
I certainly do.
Well, to put it bluntly, I'm trying to find out if you think as much of Penny as I do.
Oh. Well, to put it bluntly myself, Johnny, I don't see why you should care what I think of Miss Gibbs.
Thanks for putting it bluntly. Sorry.
I'll steal Freddie's favorite line again and say, skip it.
Freddie!
Oh, hi there, Gibbsy.
Freddie, what are you doing with that suitcase?
Oh, I'm just out, Gibbsy.
No, you're up to something. What is it this time?
Still don't trust me, do you, huh? Well, maybe I'm doing the right thing for sure, then.
What are you doing, Freddie?
Can't you figure it out for yourself?
You leaving?
Smart dame. You don't think I'd carry a suitcase to go for a walk in the park, do you?
Why are you leaving?
Oh, there's lots of reasons, Gibbsy. One of them being that I don't want to hang around until I get blamed for Mrs. G taking a powder.
Freddie Lang, how silly can you get? Who'd ever blame you for that?
I don't know, but I've been blamed for a lot of things that I ain't done, and I don't want to get blamed for another one.
Look, you just can't leave.
I can't, huh? Well, I'm leaving now. Oh, I was going to come back and tell you all about it, and, well, I did want to thank you for putting up with me as long as you did.
You know that you're welcome to stay as long as you like.
Yeah, I know, Gibbsy, but I don't like no more.
Why, Freddie? What's the real reason?
I just told you. I don't like it here no more. So I'm going out someplace else.
Well, where? You can't just move out with no other place to go to.
Oh, I've got a place to go to. Don't worry about that.
Where?
You have to know everything. I don't live in your house no more, Gibbsy. And now I don't have to answer your questions no more.
No, I know
more.
That. But I would like to know what's going to happen to you. After all, I did...
Well, all right. If you got to know, you got to know, and I'll tell you. Because you'll get nosy, and you'll find out anyway. I'm going to stay out at Madeline Dodge's joint.
The Dodge's?
Yeah. You know, that swell house out in Glen Cove. I'm moving into high-class living now, Gibbsy. And, guess I'm through with the likes of you.
So Freddie has turned completely against Penny. But is he out of Penny's life? Or will his association with the wealthy Madeline Dodge mean trouble for Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, your families are going to expect great things of you over the holidays, so be sure that the bird you put into your oven is perfect, and you'll know that the bird you take out will be super, too. And here's how you can be sure. Get your poultry at your Kroger store, because Kroger has the best birds in town. For instance, that aristocrat of all the poultry kingdom, the four-point blue ribbon turkey. He's better four ways. First, he's raised by experts in the best turkey-raising areas. Then, he's scientifically fed to make him plumper, juicier, more tender. Next, he's expertly dressed. And the one you find in your Kroger store has been specially selected to meet your demands. So, for a bird that tastes better, that cooks better, get a genuine four-point blue ribbon turkey at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.